We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, you're listening to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Matt Alvarez. My next guest is Paul Bestgen. Paul is the public information specialist with Austin 311. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So I think let's just start our interview with just letting our listeners know, what is Austin 311?
Yeah, Austin 311 is the city of Austin's 24/7 information center. So when you call us, you're going to reach one of our ambassadors, and they're going to connect you to, we connect the community to city services and information. So we're the first point of contact between residents and the city of Austin.
Okay. So what are some examples of the community, what are some examples for the community when they call 911? So what are some examples of when the community should call 311?
Yeah, you can call us for hundreds of different reasons. So we are the first point of contact for police non-emergency issues. So if it's an emergency, you would call 911. If it's a non-emergency, you would call us at 311. And then we would take your report, whether you want to file a noise complaint, if you need to file a police report or follow up on a police report, if you need to report an abandoned or junked vehicle in your neighborhood, you can do that by calling 311 or using our app. And there we have hundreds of different reasons that you can call us. We have bilingual ambassadors who are available to assist, who speak Spanish. We also have access to an interpretation service with over 200 different languages. So when you reach out to us, we're going to be able to help you no matter what language you speak. So if you need to report a code issue, for example, to Austin Code, we are the first point of contact for code issues as well. So they are doing a spring cleaning initiative right now, trying to raise awareness about some of the more common code violations that you would see in the community. So, for example, tree limbs blocking the right-of-way. So if there's overgrown trees or vegetation that is threatening public safety, so maybe the trees are blocking a sign, they're blocking your path on a sidewalk, you can call us at 311 to report that. We'll get that issue over to Austin Code. Residents and property owners must trim their trees that hang over the street or sidewalks, and there must be at least 14 feet of clearance at the curb line. So if you're not sure what those rules are, and you need to follow, you can reach out to us. We can provide you what the ordinance information is, how to do the right-of-way maintenance, and connect you to Austin Code. So another thing is garbage carts that are left at the curb. You have to set them out by 6:30 a.m. on your collection day, but not prior to 8 p.m. the evening before. Plus, you have to get them back in your property or by 10 p.m. on that date. So if they're sitting out for a couple of days, that's a code violation. You can call 311 to report that. So we just want to remind residents to bring those carts back up and put them back in their garage or wherever they store them on the same day before the end of the day, so that kind of get them out of the street and out of the way of everybody.
Well, I have, I guess, broken many code violations then, because that was a bad habit of mine, bringing it back in and also putting it out too early. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, if you don't get it out in time, then they might miss that pickup. And you can still call us if they do miss the pickup. And then we can help schedule a time for them to come back out. So if you're not sure what the times are, if you're not sure what the rules are related to garbage pickup, code violations, anything like that, those are good examples of why you can call 311.
And so so how does Austin 311 assist during emergencies and even citywide events?
Yeah, so we've had some citywide events recently, the boil water notice that happened last fall after the flooding. We had the water odor event just recently. And so during the boil water notice, for example, you could call 311 to get information about the boil water notice, what you needed to do as a homeowner, as a business owner. If you needed to know where the water distribution sites were located, you could give us a call. During the water odor event, residents were asked to call 311 to report if they were noticing an issue. And this allowed Austin Water to be able to know where the problems were continuing. So they knew where to go to flush out the water lines. And so Austin 311 plays a really critical role during citywide events, being able to be the first point of contact for residents to be able to reach the city of Austin. And that allows us to collect important information, get that over to the departments, and also be able to provide residents with an easy number, an easy path to call to be able to get the information they need. During Hurricane Harvey a couple of years ago, we were the first point of contact for residents for that event. So if you needed to know where to donate to help people, you could call 311. The evacuees that were coming over, we could provide them with information on where the shelters were set up in the community as well. And you can always reach out to us if you have any questions about specific services that are available during a citywide event. I recommend everyone to register on warncentraltexas.org to get emergency warnings by text, email, or phone. There's also a phone number that you can use to call to register as well. And if you're not sure what that number is, you can give us a call. We can provide that information. But those will provide you warnings by text or email and be able to let you know when weather events are happening. But there's a lot of other things that we do as well for citywide initiatives. So watershed protection is doing a really big push on flood safety. We're heading back into the season where it's going to start raining more. And flooding is Austin's top weather-related emergency. And it's the number one cause of weather-related fatalities. And I'm not sure if you know this was something I didn't realize, but 75% of flood-related deaths in Texas occur in vehicles. So you can check atxfloods.com for known flooded roads. You can call 311 to report if maybe a floodgate needs to go down or if flooding is in progress and you need to report that. Obviously, if someone's life or the safety of that is in risk, you would call 911. But you would call us to report if maybe a road needs to be blocked off. If a house is flooded and you need to have that documented by the city, you can give us a call or use our app. And Watershed Protection will send someone to document the flooding. And so part of that flood safety initiative is also trying to spread that knowledge to everyone who lives in the community, including our students. So Watershed is actually doing a flood safety poster contest. The deadline is March 28th, and that's for grades 1 through 8. And students can, it's a great opportunity for students to learn about the risks of flooding. And there's prizes available, including a ride on Lady Bird Lake and a swift water rescue boat with an emergency responder, which sounds pretty cool. So you can go to austintexas.gov/floodposters for guidelines or how to submit for the flood safety poster contest, or give us a call at 311 and we can look that information up for you and let you know what those guidelines are.
You guys also have an app now.
Yes, we do.
Could you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, we have a mobile app you can download on iTunes or Google Play and just search for Austin 311. And we have 27 specific request types that are on the mobile app. We have tall grass and weeds, sidewalk repair, park maintenance, food complaint, and there's several additional ones as well. We have a category called Other at the very bottom. So if you see something that you want to report, but we don't have a specific service request type for that, you can submit it through the Other service request. So maybe debris in a bike lane, for example. That's not a service request that we have a specific type for on the app, but you can submit that through the Other category. And then we'll submit the correct service request to the department for you and let you know that we've submitted the right request. One of the great things about our mobile app is that you can include a picture. So maybe you found a dog or you see a loose dog. If you can snap a picture of that dog and include that picture with the service request, we'll be able to see maybe more details about that dog. The picture's not to replace the description. You should still put in as much information as possible so city staff know what they're supposed to look for. But definitely the picture helps. And then if you have your location turned on, it'll know exactly where you're at and populate that address for you. So if you're in an area that you're not familiar with, you don't have to know the address. But if you hit maybe a pothole on the way to work and you want to report that pothole once you get to work, you can always just change the address, move it back to wherever you hit the pothole, or just type in an address as well. So it provides you that ability. And then one other cool feature about our app is that you can connect to Austin Energy's outage map. And that on that outage map, you can report power outages, check the status of an outage, or sign up for alerts as well. You can do all of that by downloading our mobile app.
Paul, does the city have any resources for renters?
Yeah, you can give 311 a call and we can help connect you to different resources. So for example, if you're having an issue with your landlord, maybe they're not fixing that air conditioning unit or heater, or there's another issue that they're not fixing for you, you can give us a call and we can help either submit code complaint violations, or we can connect you to organizations that can help mediate the issues that you're having with your landlord. If you're looking for affordable apartment or housing resources, we can connect you to that information. Or if you're looking for maybe rent or utility assistance, you can give 311 a call, and we have a database of information and organizations that we can help connect you to so that you can look into whether you qualify for that assistance. We also, the city of Austin has the Universal Recycling Ordinance, which requires that apartment complexes and businesses have adequate recycling. So if you don't have enough recycling at your property, your apartment complex, you can give us a call, and we can help get you in touch with Austin Resource Recovery, and they'll be able to reach out to that apartment complex and help them to become in compliance with that ordinance. We can let you know what you can recycle and where you can sell or donate your items. And all of this, providing adequate recycling at apartment complexes, helps the city with its zero waste by 2040 goal. And that goal just means reducing the amount of trash that's sent to our landfills by 90%. And so no matter whether you own your property or you rent in Austin, you can still call 311 and connect to our services, and then we'll be able to help make Austin an even better place to live. So you had asked me, you know, what is Austin 311? And I let you know that we are the city's information center and that residents can call us. Do you have an idea of how many calls we receive every year?
No, but all right, I can take a guess though, right?
Yes.
So let's
see. I mean, there's no prize.
Okay.
So I don't want you to, you know, no pressure.
Let's say 175,000.
No, you're lucky. There is no prize.
Okay.
you wouldn't have won it.
I wouldn't. Not even close, right?
Not even close. We receive about 1 million calls every year.
Wow.
And we create about 300,000 service requests. So every time someone reports a loose dog or a pothole, we create a service request, whether it's by calling us and talking to an ambassador or using our mobile app. And so we create 300,000 of those service requests.
Well, I will add that I have called like 5 times within the past year to mostly about a stoplight, or there was even, like, have you mentioned, like overgrown vegetation. There was a stop sign one day, and then there wasn't the next day, just because a shrub had like grown and covered it, and people were just running this stoplight. It was like that for like a week until I was like, is nobody calling about this?
It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was a big safety issue. I was like, there's a crosswalk here. Clearly, like, nobody's seeing the stop sign because it's just covered up by this gigantic branch. And it was finally taken care of. I don't know by whom, but I know I called. So,
well, good. Yeah. I mean, and you gave us a call, which is great. That started the process. And then we notified the city department, and then they went out and took care of that issue. And if there's things like that, that might even be an issue that we would want to get you over to 911 as well. If people are running a stop sign and it could be putting people's life in danger. So definitely that's something you can call 311 and we'll be able to assist with that.
Yeah. And it was almost immediately when I called.
Well, that's how good we are.
Yeah. But I felt like nobody was calling for like a week. I was like, why is no one reporting this?
And that's a really good point, because the city of Austin really depends on residents to call when they see issues that need to be fixed. There's no one driving around looking for stop signs that are covered. If the city employees see that and throughout their normal day, they're going to report that. But we definitely need residents. We live and work in Austin, and we want our neighbors and friends to be able to call 311 to report those issues so that we can help look out for each other and make sure that we're making an Austin a great place to live.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners reach you and learn more about your services?
Yeah, you can call us just by dialing 311. If that number doesn't work for you, you can call 512-974-2000. You can use our mobile app that we've talked about multiple times. You can also submit service requests through our website at austin311.org. And then if you have questions about the services that we provide, you want to learn more about Austin 311, I recommend that you follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are trying to provide very proactive customer service on our social media channels. And so we're creating videos and content to kind of explain the services. So when you report that abandoned junked vehicle to the Austin Police Department, You would call 311. We're going to get that request over to the police department, and then they're going to go out and investigate. We want to be able to show you that process so that you know what's happening from the time you call 311 to when that problem is resolved. And so we have a lot of videos and information on social media that is a great opportunity. So you can follow us just by searching ATX311 or ATX_311 for Twitter.
Paul, is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone to call 311 whenever you have an issue that you need to report to the city of Austin or if you need to get some information. We're available 24 hours, 7 days a week. We never close. So whether it's Christmas, the middle of the night, or just some random Tuesday, we're available and we're here to help. We really want to make sure that every resident of Austin has the ability to call 311 at any time. And we're going to help anyone, no matter where you live, no matter what your address is, no matter what the issue is you're trying to report, we're going to connect you to the city service. And if we're not sure what the process is, we're going to investigate that and help city departments to either improve their processes or create new ones. So we definitely want to encourage any member of our community to give us a call whenever they need to. We're here to help. We're here to make Austin a great place to live.
Paul Bestgend is the Public Information Specialist for Austin 311. Paul, thank you for joining us on the program and informing our listeners.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.